Stay at night day. So I feel Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
All right, good afternoon all. Welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM, streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. Yes, my name is Aaron. I'm up here till 1 o'clock, and very special edition of the show today. I'm doing an edition of the show theme that I surprisingly haven't done before. Pretty general theme, but today I'm playing all 7-inch vinyl releases. I got myself a new record shelf, and I finally got all my 7-inch pieces in one easy-to-get place, and so now I can properly get at these things to play them for you. So, I picked out a bunch today, and these things are... The stuff I'm playing is all older, some stuff that we haven't played on the show for a very long time and maybe not even ever played on the show. So yeah, I hope you enjoy it. So yeah, you won't be hearing any streaming, any online streaming, any MP3s, anything like that. You won't even be hearing any CDs or any full-length LPs. Today it's 7-inch vinyl, and we started with two releases. Going back to 1998, started off with the Dead End Cruisers' Friday Nights, title track of the 7-inch. Then we followed with the SC Volunteers' Salute Thursdays off another 7-inch of theirs as well. Both these are 33 RPM. The speed is 33 RPM. And if you don't know what RPM stands for, it's rotations per minute. So there you go. So yeah, kick back, get cozy, it's wet outside, enjoy the show, and we're going to hear a release that I haven't, I've never played this band on the show, and I haven't thought about this release for years, and can't remember if it's any good. I remember seeing these guys and liking them at the Pick Pub in the late 90s. They're from Seattle, and they're called Speedball Racer. Here we go. Hope this sounds good.
Demigod, astro, homo, space, man, land, let's go. chasing the dark raiders. He's riding the rocketeer raiders. Black holes suck him up to stars and Vegas. He's riding the rocketeer raiders. All your best inventions are down in flames. My man on a mission in the deeper realms of dreams. Double-ray engine, but an enema. Rocket propulsion, super jet thrust. Alpha Omega, power load. Ascending, monkey rays set to explode. He's one hot shot, space shot, demigod, astro, homo, spaceman, lands his go. Supersonic infiltration, the moon craters. He's riding the rocketeer raiders. Black holes suck him up to Mars and Vegas. He's riding the rocketeer raiders. He'll fit a rocket below your waist. Then the missile surviving on a decalactic sheet. Quasar the missile ran out of blue. Ignite explode.
Joe, I got a job for you. It's a real warm place, and the boys are too.
Pshisha, pshisha, pshisha.
You'll be there for 7 weeks or more, just getting on down and scrubbing up loads.
Pshisha, pshisha, pshisha.
Wait! Go to work at Shisha.
Yeah.
I get out. It's 7 o'clock. No light of day at Shisha. 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 Keep me down. Shisha. Yeah. Shisha. Shisha. Going down. Shisha. Go go. Makes Frankie a put away. Hey, machine shop, machine shop, machine shop, machine shop, go go. Machine shop,
shook, lots of noise, lots of boys. Stupid found it, she shook,
yeah.
Stay clean, and probation, leave me down it. She shook, machine shook, machine shook. Going down, she shook, yeah. Machine shook, machine shook. I'm going labor, she shook.
Your resume by studying abroad and get that dream job. Don't miss the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Saturday, September 24th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Vancouver Convention Center. Admission is free. Come early at noon to listen to our feature seminar and scholarships. For more information, check out the website on www.studyandgoabroad.com.
This is your captain speaking. Next destination is...
This is Charlie Harper from the UK Subs over in London, England, saying hello, Vancouver, on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening. Support your local radio.
Yes, and the show you're listening to is Generation Annihilation, and we started things all off with Speedball Racer. Man, that sounded pretty good and heavy. Ameritrash was the name of the release. It's going back to 2000 on Blonde Mafia Production Records. The track we heard was called Rocket to Uranus, followed with The Stitches going back to 2002 from the Automatic 7-inch. We heard a song called Electroshock Carol. And then we heard from The Stitches from Windsor, Ontario, going... a live track going back to 1979, which was re-recorded in the studio August 1980. The track we heard was called Machine. And, yeah, you can find this one on Ugly Pop Records. It's probably still available, the reissue of it. And an act from Toronto, Ontario, The Statics. Original 1980 punk rock recordings. Another one on Ugly Pop Records. Heard a track called Mr. Bill. And we ended the set off with Forbidden Beats. Man, I don't think I've ever played this one on the show. Yeah, it's been a while. It sounded pretty damn good. Death by Insanity. They were Vancouver acts. This one's going back to 1986. I actually saw them on, I think, probably the third ever show I ever went to, third ever gig. They played with the Asexuals from Montreal and Locals Fratricide at the Arts Club on Seymour Street. And, yeah, geez, that was a long time ago, 1987. Death by Insanity was the name of the track. And they were a band that featured Mike Dennis. He also played in the Bill of Rights. He plays in the Dead Cats now. Or he was playing in the Dead Cats. Maybe he hasn't for a while, but he was at one point. And Neil Embo, singer for House of Commons and AKOB, he was on this one. And yeah, the name of this 7-inch was called Driving You Insane, and you can see it, and it's not usually too expensive. And yeah, we're going to hear a 7-inch release now on the Headache Records label. Going back to 2003, I recently realized that this band, I'm guessing they're from New Jersey. It's on Headache Records from New Jersey, so I'm going to look in the inside of the cover and try and see if I can figure this one out. Yeah, they are from New Jersey, and the singer of this band, JJ, he's fronting the new lineup of Discharge right now, who are playing in Vancouver early October. But yeah, I listened to this one last night, and man, it was sounding good. Name of this track is called Unreachable by the Dead Heroes. Here we go.
We're told that it would work and we're told When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah. Explosion! There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR started things all off with Dead Heroes. Track called Unreachable, going back to 2003 on Headache Records out of Midland Park, New Jersey. Yeah, as I said at the start of the set, JJ, the singer for this band, he's playing in Discharge right now. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, apparently this is a very rare 7-inch release. I heard it goes for about $50 now. Didn't realize it till I saw it the other day. Maybe the fact that he's singing in Discharge right now has something to do with it. Couldn't tell you, but it's a possibility. Followed with Terminus City. And, yeah, this is a split with the Bloody Sods. And it's going back to the late 90s, followed with Street Troopers from a 7-inch called Montreal. Also going back to the late 90s on Knockout Records. We heard a track called The War. And, yeah, I got this one up at Singles Going Steady when they had a store here up on Main Street in the 90s. And we followed with Niblick Henbane, Land of the Brave, was named the 7-inch, also on Headache Records. We heard a track called Hoodlum, and from Those Unknown, from a 7-inch release called Distribution on Pogo Strick Records, we heard a track called No Time or No Place. And right now, we're going to take you back to the year 2004 in Deranged Records. We're going to get heavy with a band called Haymaker.
Power, what my damn joy, what my whatever the fuck they want.
time of magic and change in the realm of Discordia. Discorder's format has once again transformed with the changing of seasons and years. September's Discorder magazine. Experience it anew.
Is there any way that you can be graceful when...
Featuring cover artist Craftition, articles on Wish Kicker, Art Deco, and Hick, album reviews for Ramsey and Japanese Girls, and live show reviews of Art Swells, Space Melt, and more. Experience the transformation. Pick up a copy of Discorder at local record stores, venues, and more. Thank you to Discorder's advertisers. Vinyl Records, Recruiting Canada, Rickshaw, Fringe, Zipcar, Astoria, AMS, Don't Argue, Hastings Crossing, BIA, Live Band, The Rio, Shindig, Timber, Neptune, Viv, Unif Hit, Dead Offensive, Flemish Eye, Volunteer Media. Hold us all together in one. The winter comes.
Hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
Your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Flex your head!
This is
is Career Suicide, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on 101.9 CITR. It's your choice, peace or Generation Annihilation.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. At the start of the set, we heard from Haymaker from Lost Tribe, 7-inch release on Deranged Records. We heard a track called Holy War Idiots, followed with Strung Up out of the Bay Area, going back to 2004 on Tank Crimes Records. Name of the 7-inch is called War Fucked, and we heard the title track of it. Followed with Salted City out of Portland, Oregon, Rebirth, and was the name of the 7-inch. And the name of the song is called No Control. This is on Adeline Records. And, this band, they played one of the Distort Fest in Vancouver. I think it was, off the top of my head, I'll say 2011. Yeah, the Rickshaw Theater. Yeah, they were good. Formaldehyde Junkies followed, going back to 2003-ish. We heard a track called Nuke the Frats. And the name of the 7-inch is called the Formaldehyde Junkies Are a Total Wreck. And we followed with an act from from Chicago, Illinois. Came out on Beer City Records on Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Band was called Subjugated. Name of the track was called Lost World, Lost Cause. I saw this band in a basement in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I saw the Restarts as well. And it was the first time I met Kieran from the Restarts. And, man, yeah, this band ripped. And, I also... We also heard an act whose 7-inch release I bought at the same show, Public Nuisance, Cheap Sex and Booze. What was the name of the 7-inch on Profane Existence. Heard a track called Eating Shit Again, and I actually saw Public Nuisance that summer at Spiderland Fest in Marmora, Ontario. And, we ended the set off with Pipe Bomb going back to 1995. Vancouver act who I saw a shit ton of times. The name of the track was called Beer Run. And, this is about concludes another edition of Generation Annihilation. And, man, what a fun time it's been playing all these 7-inch vinyl releases. Yeah, I kind of found them inconvenient as well. Inconvenient for a while, but maybe that was partially because I didn't have a proper storage space for them to get at them all at once. So, yeah, now I've got them easily in my disposable. So, great to play them for you. And one thing about a 7-inch vinyl release is a good song on a 7-inch release makes a good 7-inch, makes a good release, and a good song on a good 12-inch vinyl LP only makes an LP with a good song. So there you go. That's my brief overview of the 7-inch record format. We're going to leave you with one more. This is one that I got in the early 90s. Name of the act is called Dead Laszlo's Place. Name of the release is called For Sale. And the name of the track is called City of Fallen Angels, which will take us into Power Chords up next with Serena.
The nerve that rapture and burst from heart to steel.